Among the many wise things in the Rule of Benedict is the insistence that some hours each day should be spent in manual work. Monks work in the fields, in the orchards, in the kitchens, no matter what other esoteric pursuits they may engage in. I remember once meeting a biblical scholar with soft, white hands. I wasn't inclined to trust the insights of a man whose hands had never dug the earth or scrubbed a floor, cleaned up after a sick child, or kneaded a loaf of bread. I've always loved the line in the liturgy which speaks of the bread which earth has given and human hands have made. Several years ago, while working with some seminarians on the theology of the Eucharist, I wondered aloud if any of their human hands had ever made bread. One had. How many had ever worked in the fields? One had. I couldn't do much about the work on the land, but the following week I moved the seminar to the kitchen, and together we smelt the yeast, mixed the flour with our hands, kneaded the dough, left the bread to rise, and later baked it. When it emerged warm from the oven, we blessed it and broke it and shared it. Those who have the privilege of standing at the table to bless bread and wine must surely first know in their own flesh what it means when they say the words, "This bread which earth has given and human hands have made."